And now we come to another of the contemporary Irish songs. There are many versions of this. Of course, the hit version was by Mary Black, but various other people have recorded it. Listen to how Barleycorn sing A Song for Ireland.
Walking all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests, silver winged they fly, they know a call of freedom in their breasts. Saw black head against the sky, twisted rocks, they run down to the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Talking all the day with true friends who try and make a stay, telling jokes and news and singing songs to pass the time away. Watch the Galway sun silver, dancing, darting in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone touched a bow and played a reel that seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast Atlantic bars. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. I see a land where no one has to fight, but waking in the dawn, I see you crying in the morning light, lying where the falcons fly, they twist and turn in the red sky. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for
Now we move on to one of the lovely old Irish-American songs that I love. And I've recently acquired some material from Patricia Cahill. Now, I told you about Patricia the last time we played. Yes, I did. I told you how she made her first album way back in 1957. Her first singing teacher was a very good friend of mine who's gone to God now. But Patricia went to him for her very first singing lessons. She went into cabaret. She's done some pantomime work. Then she married and moved off to Spain, where she lives now. And this is a recording that she made some years ago, as I said, an old Irish-American song. And I want to play this for Teresa, who said, could I find a version of a song that she wasn't quite sure about, but it says, how can you buy all the stars in the sky? She said that's the only line she could remember because her grandmother used to sing it. Oh, Teresa lives in Dublin, by the way. And Teresa, she said, Joe, I'm not Irish, but I'm married to an Irishman. I do have an Irish name because my parents are Irish, right? But I lived in Scotland for quite some time before I married my husband and we came back to live in Ireland. So please, could you play How Can You Buy All the Stars in the Sky? I know the song you're looking for, Teresa. Here's Patricia Cahill's lovely version of it. Now, I meant to point out to you before we play the track, but I forgot, to listen out to the wonderful last note of that, the way she has that wonderful breath control and she holds the note. Patricia Cahill. By the way, it's C-A-H-I-L-L. We here in Ireland call it Cahill, but everywhere else outside of Ireland seem to call it Cahill. In America, I know, and in parts of England, or the UK, maybe all of the UK, they call it Cahill, but we call it Cahill. Patricia Cahill and How Can You Buy Killarney? We move now from Killarney to the River Shannon that starts way up in County Cavan and it finishes down at Limerick, right down goes out into the sea at Limerick. The longest river in the British Isles. I was taken to task the last time I said that because somebody misunderstood what I said, but I would still stick by it. The River Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles. And here, Kevin Prendergast sings a song that, well, I said so often on Sounds Irish that my mammy used to sing this song.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily, to the girl I left behind me and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's no sweeter where the river Shannon flows. For no letter I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Erin's shore. Then I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, I'll meet her with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
County Wexford is situated on the southeast coast of Ireland. The east going southeast, going down, as you go down the east coast past Wicklow, which is my county, the next county is Wexford. Beautiful county, some wonderful scenery and mountains, and well known for its fishing. And here, the Kinslers, that's what the family that recorded this, they're no longer recording, but they made a couple of albums some years ago. And they made an album with songs all about places in County Wexford. And why not? They were from County Wexford. And they're singing a song here all about Kilmore Quay. Kilmore Quay, well known for fishing. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate this to any Wexford person listening to Sounds Irish. No matter what part of the world you're in, this is for you.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland on a sunny southeast shore, a peaceful fishing village, a place that I adore, with its little white walled houses. It's there you'll find my birthplace. It's my sweet Kilmore Quay. Kilmore, Kilmore, you look so grand, nestling by the sea. Of all the places that I've seen, it's there I'd rather. try. The weather beats and faces of the kindly fishermen, making their boats ready to put to sea again. Kilmore, Kilmore, you look so grand and nestling by the sea. Join again with kinfolk in the chapel along the hill, to end my days in Kilmore Key, if that so be God's will. Kilmore, Kilmore, you look so grand and nestling by the sea. Of all the places there I'd rather be, with the lovely salty islands close by my native home. From Kilmore he so dear to me, I never more will roam. From Kilmore he so dear to me, I never more will.
Now we're going to way back to the 60s, and this is Danny Doyle. Always been a big fan of Danny, and we're going to Mary from Dunglow, and he has to leave his Mary behind. I tell you what, listen to the Danny Doyle version of this. I think we had Emmett Spiceland a couple of weeks ago, but this has a lovely sort of 1960s sound about this recording, with lots of reverb and lots of instrumental work on it as well. Here's Danny Doyle, Mary from Dunglow.
Donegal, the Rosses and Gidor. I'm crossing the main ocean where the stormy billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spent many happy days. Farewell to kind relations, I am bound for tall and handsome, and her age it is scarce 18. She far exceeds all the fair maids as she trips over the green. Lovely neck and shoulders,
my Mary from Dunloe. Oh, then Mary, o'er my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stray here, but absence makes the heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my Mary till I come back again. I was in sweet Dunloe and seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass. I'd call for liquor of the best, and I'd pay before I'd go, and I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of sweet Dunloe.
The early days of the ballad scene here in Ireland, that would be about, well, the 60s through to the mid-70s, Danny Doyle was a huge star, and he was a very talented musician as well as a good singer. And unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, he left Ireland and went to work and live in the United States. And, well, we didn't hear too much of him after that. But that's a lovely album that I acquired recently. There's some lovely tracks in it. That is one of my favourites, Mary from Dunloe. Now, this next track, first of all, I can say that a lot of immigrants who are far away from Ireland can associate with this song. Also, when it starts, the accompaniment, it sounds as though they were going to sing Silver Threads Among the Gold. Darling, you are growing old. But they're not singing that. But this is Trudy Lawlor and Patrick O'Sullivan, and Far Away a Light is Burning.
Light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you.
Far away, a sprig of ivy, hangs around your cabin door. Far away, a robin redbreast, singing as in days of yore.
Right.
better fire than tears. Tell them that you will be home soon, even though you've run for years.
Far away, a light is burning.
Sure if I'll get all of this in, but it's our Daniel slot. A little later than usual, Daniel O'Donnell on a song that everybody knows. Well, I think they do. Daniel's version of My Wild Irish Rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweet search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose, my wild Irish rose, the dearest flower. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Yes, someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Oh, well, we just managed to get it all in. Friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. And this is Joe Bollard saying, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with another programme of Sounds Irish, Joe Bollard saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.